Okay, good evening, everybody. We're picking up with Pirkei Avos. Again, we are in Perek Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah Yudalid, Mishnah 14. And that Mishnah says as follows. Bebidosa ben Harkinas Omer. Actually, before I get started, we just mentioned tonight's shiur is sponsored by David Corral and Dr. Freema Gottlieb. In memory of David's father, whose yard site is tonight, Doniel Mordechai ben Yisrael, the Neshama should have an aliyah. Mishnah says as follows, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinus Omer, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinus used to say, Sheino shel shacharis, sleep, morning sleep, v'yayin shel tzoharayim, and having wine in the afternoon, v'sichas hayulodim, and talking in a way which is childish, yeshivas batei kneisios shalami ha'aretz, and sitting around in the batei kneisios, in the gathering places of ignorant, unlearned people, all of these things, motzienes ha'adam in ha'olam, they take a person, they remove a person from this world. Before we get into the content of the Mishnah itself, let's first talk about the author of the Mishnah, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinus. Dosa ben Harkinus was a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Again, we spoke about yesterday, the individual, the Galut Yisrael, who was able to salvage Jewish life after the Churban and reestablish it. So he was from, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinus was from that generation as well. And he was blessed with tremendous longevity. We find that he lived during the Churban. He lived before the Churban Habayis. Lived during the Churban Habayis. He apparently survived the Churban Habayis, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, and he was still alive when the Chachamim gathered in Yavne after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara describes how in Masechet Yevamos Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph how he was. Went blind in his old age, he was unable to come to the Beis HaMedrash, and yet, even while he was sitting in his home, basically isolated, the other Chachamim, at that point his younger colleagues, would come and ask him various shailos in order to clarify certain areas of Halacha. There's a beautiful story told about the humility of Reb Dosa bar Harkinus. Again, as we pointed out, he was one of the senior Gedolei Adar, had tremendous longevity. The Mishnah describes in Rosh Hashanah how there was a dispute between Rabban Gamliel, who was the Nasi at the time, and Rabbi Yoshua concerning which day to declare as Rosh Chodesh. There was a question as to which day was going to be Rosh Chodesh, and it was basically Rosh Hashanah, when the new moon of Tishrei was going to be declared. Rabbi Gamliel thought one way, Rabbi Shua thought the other way. And the Mishnah relates that once Rabbi Gamliel made the Psak, the initial Gadol b'Yisrael who argued on the Psak was actually Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinus. He said that the Edim, the witnesses to the new moon who had been accepted by Rabbi Gamliel, were clearly lying based on the nature of their testimony. Rabbi Yoshua sided with Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinus, and apparently Rabbi Gamliel didn't want to start up with Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinus. He was already an elderly person, elderly sage from the previous generation. But Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yoshua, because you are disagreeing with the decision of the Nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin, I hereby declare that you have to come before me on the day that you consider to be Yom Kippur, which I consider not to be Yom Kippur. And you have to come before me in a way that indicates that you are clearly violating what you consider to be Yom Kippur. This caused Rabbi Yeshua great anguish, as one could understand. And he went back to Rabbi Dosa bar Harkinus, who after all was the Gadol who originally had declared that Rabbi Gamliel was wrong. And Rabbi Dosa said to Rabbi Yeshua as follows, Im boim anu ladun achar bezdino shu Rabbi Gamliel. If we are going to start second-guessing the psak of Rabbi Gamliel and his Sanhedrin, tzvichin anu ladun achrei kol bezdin uvezdin sh'amad lehem liyisom imos Moshe ad achshav, we would have to then second-guess every single bezdin that ever existed, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu till now. We have to understand, says Rav Dosa ben Harkonos, that even if we think Rabban Gamliel is wrong, he's the authority, he's in charge, he's the head of the Sanhedrin, and in the end of the day, what he says goes. So Rabbi Yeshua listened to this advice, Rav Dosa ben Harkonos, this conciliatory advice, if you will, and he came before Rabban Gamliel on the day that Rabbi Yeshua considered to be Yom Kippur, holding his staff, carrying his wallet, and thus showed his acceptance of the psak that was issued by Rabban Gamliel. This was Rav Dosa ben Harkonos, a person who understood the importance of submitting to authority, the importance, even when you think you're right, even when you know you're right, of having a universal authority, not breaking and splintering into different groups. There has to be some, the buck has to stop somewhere, and even if you think the Sanhedrin is wrong, in the end of the day, they're the Sanhedrin, and what they say goes. That's a little bit of an insight into the character of Rav Dosa ben Harkonos. So let's turn to the content of this statement itself. Rav Dosa ben Harkonos lists off four different things which might be well described as signs of frivolousness, of laziness, and a lack of being industrious. Sheino shel shacharis, the person sleeps late in the morning. Now, what's called sleeping late? So I think many of us would say sleeping late, you know. You miss Zman Kriyas Shema, you miss Zman Tefillah. There's a very interesting statement here from the Abarbanel in his Nachlas Avos. I'm not saying that this is the only way to interpret the Mishnah, but it gives you a little bit of an insight into the work habits of the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel, not surprisingly, was the finance minister of all of Spain, and then after the expulsion in 1492, went on to carve out a career as one of the foremost commentators on Chumash, on Tanakh, on Pirkei Avos, on other things. He wrote all of his commentaries after he was exiled from Spain. So in his commentary, Nachlas Avos on Pirkei Avos, the Abarbanel writes, what is Sheina Shel Shacharis, sleeping late in the morning? He says, it means that you sleep late past Vasikim. We know that the optimum time to say Kriyas Shema is right before sunrise. The optimum time to say Shemoneh Esrei is at sunrise. So you lazy bum, you slept past sunrise. In other words, in the terms of New York in June, you were such a lazy bum, you couldn't wake up to daven at 5 o'clock in the morning. Nebuch, you waited till 6 o'clock in the morning. Maybe even 7 o'clock, maybe even 8 o'clock, some ungodly hour in the morning, that you waited to wake up and daven. That's Sheino Shel Shacharis. Sleeping late, says the Abarbanel, so that you miss Vasikin. Och and Vey. V'yayin Shel Tzaharayim. Drinking wine in the afternoon. What's unique about drinking wine in the afternoon? Certainly if you drink wine, we know that dulls your senses, even if it doesn't get you drunk, and certainly if it does get you drunk, it's not exactly a way to encourage yourself to be industrious. But what's with wine of the afternoon? Wine at any time. So it's important to remember, again, that Chazal drank wine much more frequently than we probably drink it today. There were relatively few beverages available in the time of Chazal. The water was not considered to be clean to drink. It was putrid and infested. Juice was not something that really people drank. Coca-Cola hadn't been invented yet. People drank alcoholic beverages as their regular drink, much the same way they do today in France. So people drank wine, people drank beer, people drank mead, various different types of alcoholic beverages. And it was normal to drink wine in the morning and in the evening. In the evening, because when you're ready to go to bed at the end of the day, it doesn't hurt to drink the wine, it actually helps you get to sleep. People would drink wine in the morning. Many of us probably remember that, maybe some of us experienced this, you know, a certain type of Jew from the older generation who started off every single morning with Glezel Schnapps, and that somehow got the motor running in the morning. So I guess they had something equivalent to that. They'd have a glass of wine in the morning and that would help them wake up. But in the afternoon, to drink wine when you're in the middle of the day, that doesn't have any positive elements associated with it whatsoever. It's not a something that helps you wind down at the end of the day. It's not something that helps you, you know, wake up at the beginning of the day. That's pure indulgence. and it's a bad thing. So if you sleep late, if you indulge yourself by drinking in the middle of the day, sichas hayiladim, if you talk about childish things, and you sit around with amei ha'aretz, with ignorant people, people who are, again, an amei ha'aretz from Chazal's point of view is not just a simple, fine individual who didn't happen to learn, it's a person who's a coarse individual, a person who lacks values, a person who lacks midos. If you hang around with these people, these are all four activities which are frivolous, which waste time, which keep you from being as productive as you possibly could. And as such, says Reb Dosa Ben Harkonos, Motzina Sa'adam in Olam, these are going to remove you from the world. What does it mean? It means it's going to kill you? No, not necessarily. But it's going to remove you from your Olam, from your world. You have a task in this world. Your task is to serve Hashem, to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs. And all of these four things are going to remove you from your ability to engage in those activities in a proper fashion. That's a simple pshat of Reb Dosa Ben Harkonos' statement. There's a beautiful interpretation over here that's given by the Tiferes Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Lifshitz, in his comments to Pirkei Avos. And he writes as follows. Dalit Dvarim, these four things, Srichim Ma'od Libriyas Haguf Ula Hashlomas Ha'adam. Reb Dosa Ben Harkonos didn't simply pick four arbitrary things, and the four things that he picked are not necessarily totally bad. These are four things which are actually very beneficial for your health and for rounding out yourself in terms of an accomplished person. These are not necessarily bad things. The Tiferes Yisrael goes on to say that in moderation, each of these four things can be very beneficial. What Reb Dosa Ben Harkonos is objecting to is not indulgence in these four items, but overindulgence in these four items. These are all things which in moderation are extremely good. But when you overindulge in them, that's the problem. Now let's go through each of these things and we'll see. So, Sheino Shel Shacharis, overindulging in sleep. In other words, says the Tiferes Yisrael, Reb Dosa Ben Harkonos wants you to sleep. He's not interested in telling you shouldn't sleep or you should deprive yourself unnecessarily of sleep. But as the Rambam writes, you should get a good 8 hours sleep every night. That's wonderful. But once you get that amount of sleep, Sheino Shel Shacharis, sleeping past the night, sleeping during the daytime. Again, we're not talking about somebody who happens to be tired, but just somebody who says, I just enjoy the indulgence in sleep. If you overindulge in sleep, Motzina Sa'adam in Olam, you take something which is necessary, which is important when done in moderation, but, you know, it's just going to take away your time and, you know, cause you to lose your focus if you overindulge in that particular activity. Same thing with wine drunk in the afternoon. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, wine over here is being used as an example of pleasures in life in general. We're not supposed to lead such ascetic lifestyles that we're not supposed to have any pleasures whatsoever. But wine is a good example of a pleasure which is extolled by Chazal in moderation. He quotes the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, that wine is the best medicine. A little bit of wine can be the best medicine. Right? But as he quotes again the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, when it comes to wine, Zacha Misamcho, if the person uses it properly, it makes him joyous. Lo zacha mishamimo. But if he doesn't use it properly, it destroys him. And that's true, says the Tiferes Yisrael, of the pleasures in life in general. We can enjoy a good meal. You know, we can enjoy a good physical pleasure in moderation. When we overindulge, so then that's problematic. Then he goes on to say two very interesting things. He continues this line of thought through Sichas Hayiladim and Yeshivas Batei Knesios Shalamei Haaretz. Childish conversation and sitting in the congregations of unlearned people. What does that mean? So he says a fascinating idea, and it's worth, I think, focusing on this idea that Sichas Hayiladim means joking around. You know, childish talk means engaging in humor, you know, poking fun at something, making light of something. Again, not someone, but, being a little bit humorous, being a little bit lighthearted. Mi'uto yafe, says the Tiferes Yisrael, a little bit of that, of joking around, of lighthearted remarks, can be very, very pleasant and helpful to the person. He quotes the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, that describes how when Rava would open up his shiur, he would always start it off with Mila de Bidichusa, he would always start it off with some kind of lighthearted remark or a joke. And again, within reason, the jokes that a person makes, the lighthearted conversation that a person has, helps him relieve stress. You can't be serious all the time if you're going to be overly focused on Torah and Tefillah without any levity in your life whatsoever, without any recreation in your life whatsoever, that can hurt the person ultimately. It's not going to enable him to relieve, he's going to overstress, and that might be very harmful to the person. But Sichas Hayiladim means that you overindulge in that kind of lighthearted conversation. The same is true for Yeshivas Batei Knesios Shalamei Haaretz. Because writes the Tiferes Yisrael, Achar Shesamel Ha'ol B'chachma, when a person has toiled tremendously in learning wisdom, in learning Torah, Roy lo lishtashei aksas be'reyav be'bedabrim al mabekach, be'dvarv shal mabekach. It's totally appropriate, as we would say nowadays, to chill with your friends, to talk about things that are not of such an incredible importance, just to shoot the breeze. D'mide'ein tzorich lozeh yischazkus ha'seichel, tonuach ha'nefesh al yodon, kemo sheyonuach ha'guf al yedei ha'sheina. And says the Tiferes Yisrael the following idea. He says, look, you have to relax your mind the same way you have to relax your body. If you go without sleep, you burn out the motor of your body. You have to relax the body from time to time. Approximately a third of the day, you have to relax the body in order for the body to be energetic. At the same time, you also have to relax the mind. If you're not going to shoot the breeze and talk about lighter topics of conversation, everything's just going to be, what did the Rashba say? What did the Pnei Yoshua say? If that's everything you're going to talk about exclusively, it burns out the motor of the mind, it burns out the motor of the neshama. You need breaks in life in order to be able to properly focus. But he says, that's all well and good, but the people you hang out with in order to chill, quote unquote, should be people of substance. As the Gemara says, Afilu sichas chulin shel tamidei chachamim tzricha Talmud. That when you sit and schmooze with a bunch of Torah scholars, even that schmoozing is something which has significance. Even the light conversation of Talmidei Chachamim is something which is significant. As opposed to if you just sit around with Amei Haaretz, with people who are coarse, with people who are unlearned, with people who don't have the kind of values that you have, that's overindulging in the need to let off steam. Yeah, you need to let off steam, you need to relax. But even when you relax, you have to relax in a Torah Dukkah fashion, not in a way which is going to, bring you down while you're trying to rejuvenate and be able to engage in the study of Torah and the performance of mitzvahs again. It's interesting to note in this regard that Rabbeinu Yonah in his comments to Pirkei Avos writes that Batei Knesios literally means shuls. We know that Beis HaKnesses is a shul, but a Beis HaKnesses just simply literally means a gathering place. The shaila is what the phrase means over here, in Pirkei Avos, Yeshivas Bote Knesios Shalamei Horis. Most Mefarshim understand that it means when you get together in the gathering places of unlearned people. Not necessarily in the shuls of unlearned people. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, it means shuls. There's shuls and there are shuls. There's some shuls where the people in the shul, or many of the people in the shul, are looking to grow, are looking to strive, are looking to become better people. And then, there are shuls where everybody knows that that's the shul you go to if you want to talk during davening. That's the shul that you go to, you know, if you want to find out, make good business connections. It's not the shul that you go to in order to daven. It's not the shul that you go to in order to learn. So be very careful, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Even when you go to shul, you have to be careful who you're associating with. You know, not every shul is necessarily going to have the right kind of people for you to grow in a spiritual kind of fashion. So again, the basic idea of all four of these ideas, says Tiferes Yisrael, is that all of these things are healthy if you don't overdo them. You can relax from time to time. You can indulge yourself from time to time. You can sleep. You can eat and drink good food and good drink. You can schmooze with people. But that's always the break. It's, you know, even when you're in school, it's important to have recess. That's true. But if all school is just continuous recess, so then you're not really maximizing, you know, you're not really utilizing the school for the right purpose. You know, you're not making the best use of the time that you have. Okay, we'll say two kapitlach tehillim, and then we'll say Misha Beirach. We'll have in mind the Rosh Yeshiva, David Feinstein, Shlita, David Ben Shima, who needs a refuah shlema. Have in mind the Besoch Shoch Ola Yisrael. Kapitl Tzadi Aleph, 91. Yoshev b'seiser elyon, b'tzeo shaddai yislonon, omar ladonai machsi umsudosi, Elohai evtach bo, ki hu yatsi lecha mipach yokush, midever avos. Bevroso yosech loch, b'sachas kinofov tefseh, Sino v'sochei ro amito Lo siro mipachad loilo Mecheiv siof yomom Yidever bofel yaloch Mikertev yoshud soroyim Yipomit sidcho elef uvavo miminecho Eilecho lo yigosh Rak beinecho sabiv Vishilmas Vishoim Tire Kiato Adonai Machsi Elyon Sam Tomil Necho Lo Sunei Lecho Ro'o Finega Lo Yikrav Bio Lecho Kimalocho Vietzaveloch Lishmarcho Vuchol Drochecho Al Kapayim Yisau Necho Pentigov boev en raglecha Al shachal vofes en tidroch Tirmos kefir visanin Kivi choshak viafalateyu Asageveyu ki yodashimi Yikroeini veneyu imono chivit soro Achalitseyu viachabideyu Orech yomim asbiyehu Yareyu Vishuasi Kufchof Aleph 121 Shir Lama Alos Esoina Yelheori Meyayin Yovo Ezri Ezri Meyim Adonai Yosei Shomayim Voretz Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yonum Shomerecha Hinei Lo Yonum Velo Yishon Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomerecho Adonai Tzilucho Yad Yeminecho Yomom HaShemesh Lo Yakeko Vioreyach Baloilo Adonai Yishmarcho Mikoro Yishmar Es Nafshecho Adonai Yishmar Tzaisucho Voecho Meyatov Yad Olam Bavush really neither not Limstaka Bavuran, Bishar Zagorish Baruch, or Yamali Rafi Malayam. Actually, Mother Apple, some Akhzi Kalakiosa, Mishlaklaim, a rough wash, Lemon Astromayim, Kale Varayam, Lukhogi Dayam, Bissau Shakla Israel, Fuasa Nefesh, or Fuasa Gov, Ashtabagalovisman, Koriv, and Omar Romain. Wish everybody a wonderful evening, and Bez Hashem will learn Torah again tomorrow night.